Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. It's called the best job in the world, and for good reason. The winner gets a well-paid job with very few responsibilities other than lying on a tropical island and convincing others to do the same. Making the top 20 out of tens of thousands of applicants from around the world is New Zealand's very own star of the small screen, Clark Gayford, who joins us now. So, Clark, the best job in the world, you're currently number 17, is that right, on today's stats?
It does fluctuate, but you're currently sitting around 17.
Out of 34,000, is that applicants?
34,000, just over, drawn down to the last 50.
How do you, first question, I mean, anyone that's going for a job wants, in this current climate, wants to know whether there's probably about 34,000 applicants for any job in New Zealand at the moment. How do you get yourself onto the shortlist?
Well, it's a good question. I'd like to sit down and ask them about it. They had to bring on extra staff because they weren't prepared for the influx of entries that they got. But the reason that I ended up entering in the first place is because I went online and looked at some of the entries, and there were one or two that you could quite quickly perhaps put in the not going to make the top 50 pile.
So tell us about the job. It's based on Hamilton Island, which is in the Whitsunday Islands in Queensland.
Mm-hmm. Great Barrier Reef. And essentially the role has been created, the title's caretaker. But I think essentially what you'll be required to do is just try a lot of the activities that are out and about. And I imagine every tourist operator within a fairly large radius will be wanting to get a little bit of publicity, so we'll be flicking freebies the lucky contestant's way.
So no particular skills required then?
Well, they asked that you could swim, speak English, and who knows? they're holding the cards very close to the chest.
Having seen some of the video entries, a few of those people have got party tricks. Clark, I mean, what have you got up your sleeve?
My hidden ability to speak four languages, or my how good I look in a bikini with water being flung at me with a blue screen. You know what I do? I can edit and shoot, and I'm mobile with a whole production studio, so I can quite easily get the whole vlog thing up and running and turn over quite regular sort of bits and pieces. I've also got good contacts in New Zealand, so that must be quite appealing to them, I guess, you know, gentlemen like yourselves.
The reason that I got you on the show today is so that we could try and get people out there to vote for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, just quietly, because you're currently sitting
Don't be disingenuous, Clark.
and I know for sure that's the reason you agreed to come on the show.
What people haven't seen is the dozen beer I just dropped in front of it.
Thank you very much. You've got currently sitting on about how many votes at the moment?
I think it's about 2,300. But it's worth pointing out that only one person goes through off the vote on the wildcard system, but then Tourism Queensland picked the top 10. So I guess the more votes in your favour, the better you look. But you don't necessarily have to be number one.
You are never going to beat, however, even if everyone that listens to this radio station and then some voted for you, the woman from Taiwan who currently has something like 100,000 votes.
Yeah, very close.
She's like almost a national hero, you were saying.
I'm not sure, yeah, what her role was in Taiwan before this. But, you know, that's cool. 22 million people on a small island in Taiwan seem to have gotten behind her, and good for her.
So I was going to vote for you myself until I saw the Russian woman who is currently sitting on about 60,000 votes.
She's
attractive.
Look, fair.
To be fair, I voted for her too. Well, you know, all sorts. It was good to see people from all over the world in that top 50. Well,
now,
represented.
Is it, the more I've thought about this, is it fair to say that this job was actually created so that Tourism Queensland could get a huge amount of free publicity? I mean, it seems to me that the very fact that we're talking about it here, I presume on radio stations and television networks around the world, they're getting people talking about this job. They can throw the 100 or 50, was it 100,000?
150 Australian.
150, I mean, that's a small amount of money to pay for worldwide exposure, isn't it?
You know what, if you'd put it all up and said, hey, we've got this prize, we'll give you a house for 6 months and 150,000, you wouldn't have had, I don't imagine, anywhere near the amount of entries. But I think it's really struck a chord coming out at the moment, recession, you know, job losses, doom and gloom, and here's this little sparkling jewel of an opportunity that really seems to have grabbed people's attention.
If you don't get this, have you thought about the ACC board? A few vacancies coming up, I understand.
Well, actually, I was thinking about starting a doctor's clinic and just setting up a whole database of patients that don't actually exist. That seems to be lucrative as well.
Yeah, so, and maybe some IT work going out to them, you know, 17 million.
You know what, and just set it all up in a nice blog and have everyone bounce off each other.
There's no money in blogging, mate.
Just quietly between you and me and the listeners, how do you rate your chances?
I don't know. All I can do is stick to what I know, to push my cause, and really hope to make that top 10, because then you get to go and spend a week on the island in the audition process. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to where Tourism Queensland want to push it, whether they want to have, you know, things going off into the UK maybe with one of their contestants. And it's just trying my hardest to look as appealing as possible.
Well, you've done pretty well. I mean, to get 17, currently number 17 out of 34,000. I mean, does that sort of blow your mind a little bit?
It's a good place to be. I felt a bit guilty, though, just going into it just quietly, because having the background in television, I thought, well, this is not really fair on someone that's just, you know, at home and has a job and didn't have those opportunities and didn't. But, you know, I was out of work and had it all sitting there on my hard drive, and I thought, I'll put a little something together.
Maybe when you win, you should donate your job and the money to that person that didn't have those opportunities.
Well, no, I can go one better than that, and I'm dead serious when I put this in the entry. I really want to get behind if I am lucky enough, to get behind a conservation project over there and draw attention to it, and then use that position to online and otherwise to get other people involved in it as well.
Well, I mean, I think I speak for both Russell and myself to say that Public Address Radio would be more than happy to broadcast live from Hamilton Island, should you be successful.
It's funny how these radio interviews have turned in this direction. And look,
you mean you've talked to other radio stations, Clark?
I mean, no, of course not. It strictly states in the rules that I'm not allowed to bribe or try and coerce votes in an unprofessional or.
But there's no rule against charm.
But there's no rule in me pointing out that it's a $4 million house that the winner gets, and it's three bedrooms. There's no rule against me pointing that out.
Okay, and so so the process from here, when do you find out whether you've made the top 10?
24th of March, the voting cuts off, and I imagine that they'll announce the top 11 not long after. 2nd of May, the contestants go over for a week's audition, and then at the end of that week... So it's turning into an episode of Survivor, isn't it?
Well, look, I really hope that we get to interview you sometime in late May, if you're still talking to us by then, as the successful winner of the trip. In the meantime, if people want to vote for Clark and Crystal, they can text 0800. No, how do you vote you through?
Look, it's worth going to the website just for a look to see how they've set it up, because it's brilliant.
There's lots of funny videos there.
There's some brilliant videos in there. I can recommend going and having a look at Mitchell's. He's done a full musical. It really is magnificent. Islandreefjob.com. If you want to go straight to me, it's just /Clark with an E. But islandreefjob.com, and just go and tick on shortlisted applicants and have a look.
And give them your vote, of course. Thank you very much for your time and best of luck.
Thank you, guys. Three-bedroom house.
I wouldn't know what a reef job is.
And that website one more time, and I'm sure Clark will appreciate your votes. islandreefjob.com/Clark with an E. Coming up after the break, we hear from Lawrence Arabia.